Parshas Voeschanon, Voeschanon El Hashem, Ba'isa Hilemar. Eschanon is the union of Tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu Davins, 515 Tefillahs, Voeschanon is Gematria 515. And he's davening all these Tefillahs, Ba'isa Hilemar, that he should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Haflah, the Panim Yafis writes, what's the Lashon? Voeschanon El Hashem, Ba'isa Hilemar. What's the Hadgasha of Lemar? He says, because before a person starts davening, Be'etzim it's his Oymed Mishtoimim Klapi, that he's Bifnei HaBoyri, how could he even open up his mouth? So before he even starts, he has to say something. He has to say, Hashem sefosai tiftach, ufi yageti hilasecha. Because when he's oimed mufla, chilu ra'odo yechezun, how could he even open up his mouth? So the hakdama to tefillah is a tefillah, lemar, Hashem sefosai tiftach. After you could be mefarish sefosai, which means lips, maybe also means borders. We're asking Hashem, open up our borders. Let's not be closed in, boxed in, merubah, we say in Hebrew, that you should be without being able to break out of your own boundaries, to try to go beyond. Moshe Rabbeinu over here also, and Bechlal by Tefillah, a person is trying to go beyond. Now the Sfarim explained that Voeschanon is Gematria 515, as well as Tefillah, as well as Shira, that Moshe Rabbeinu is davening all these Tefillahs. And this Yat Tishmai, he wants to try to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Sfarim explained, it's brought that from the Gro and others. It says in the Gemara in Pesachim, that Avram Avinu called Harabais Har, Yitzchak called it Sode, Yaakov called it Bayis. These are all stages of 103. A machene, me'il call hamachene. A machene is 103. Har is another layer already, another 103. Har, 206. Sode is another level, 309. Yaakov calls it Bayis. Bayis is another level, 412. And then another level of 103, Voeschanon. The emes is for Sheva Brachas Torah, you go one step further. Ish and Isha together is Gematria 618. That's a trot weiter. We have these levels of the Tefillah of Voeschanon. The Pnei Yeshua and Brachas, Daf Lamed Beis, gives an explanation a little bit to what does it mean, the union of the 515 tefillos. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu probably started davening on Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is the nace, the fella, that every year the Meisei Midbar would go bury their own graves and many would die, and they would say, separate the dead from the live. That last year, those last group didn't die, and they thought maybe they made a mistake about Tisha, which day of the Chodesh was. So they did it again, Yud, Yud, Aleph, Yud, Beis. Kesavov was when they realized there's a full moon, there's no chance, there's no mistakes, Hashem saved them. The emes says Hashem saved them from a gevaldik akoyach of tefillah. I heard of their hair once. Every year everyone got buried and went into their graves, and then they had to come up the next morning, those that died and those that stayed alive, they separated. But you know, the tefillah wasn't so stark. Everyone thought, I'll probably be the ones that are going to stay alive. But this was the last year in the Midbar, L'chayra. That year, everyone that went into the grave was supposed to die. They knew it. It was vados. From a Zah situation, the tefillah is different. The tefillah was Baikeya, and that's what prompted that they were saved. B'cholof, and on Tu B'Av, they were saved. Moshe Rabbeinu starts davening on Tu B'Av, all the way till Zayin Adar. Make a cheshbon, says the Pnei Yeshua. There are 200 days from Tu B'Av till Zayin Adar. Take out 28 days of Shabbos, which that doesn't count. The regular weekday tefillahs of the other 172 days left is 515. That's the cheshbon. And Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Rav Loch, Al Toisif Daber Eloi. Hashem says, don't even daven one more tefillah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, because if he would daven one more tefillah, that wouldn't be 515. That would really be 516. 516 is beyond. 516 is Hashem Elikim, 86 times 6. Sheish Am Tokas Hadinim. That would have Taka saved him. There's another cheshbin in the Chesam Sofer, that 515 is the amount of hours from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres. He has a cheshbin worked out. And that's, again, that's the inyan of 515. The Chidah in Nachal Kedumim writes that Voeschanon 515 is Gematria HaTik. Because every person has to realize that really his neshama is the ikar. His body is just a tik. A tik is the package, the knapsack, the case that the guf is encased in. An Adam is really the Chitzonius, but inside is something else. And it's fascinating that inside an Adam, look at the letters of Adam. Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem. Aleph is spelled Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Dalet is spelled Dalet, Lamed, Tuf, Mem is Mem, Mem. The Pnimi letters, Lamed, Pei, Lamed, Tuf, Mem, is Mispalel. The Pnimi of Adam is Mispalel. Now, Tu B'Av is Avada, this Gevaldik, HaKoyach of Tefillah, but it's also more. We're holding now on Tu B'Av. There are 45 days from Tu B'Av to Rosh Hashanah. Mo Hashem Shoyel Mi'imach. Mo is these 45 days. But Emes already from Tisha B'Av, there's an Avada that starts. There's 50 days from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah. Are Enu Nifla'is, Nun Pla'is. There are 50 Peladika days that are preparing us slowly as we're going from the process. The Svarim say that the minig is already on Chamisha Asar Ba'av to start saying Ksiva V'chasima Toiva. Ksiva V'chasima Toiva is Gematria. Spell it out. Chamisha Asar Ba'av. 928. Do you get that? Chamisha Asar Ba'av is the same Gematria as Ksiva V'chasima Toiva. Wake up. Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker is also 928. There's also that same Gematria. We have to wake up now. Don't wait. Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker, Ksiva V'chasima Toiva, and Chamisha Asar Ba'av. All the same Gematria. It's all headed to one purpose. Now we can call it Chamisha Asar Ba'av. We can also call it Tu Ba'av. Tu Ba'av is the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis. Tu Aleph Beis. The B'nai Seskar writes, what is the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis? A Samach. A Samach is a round circle. It's a symbol of Achdus. The geometrical translation of a circle is all the equidistant points of a midpoint. That's exactly what it is. Because the Gemara says in Tainus about Tu Ba'av, right after it explains the various Nisim and Nefilos that happened on Tu Ba'av, the Gemara says, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'aseis Mochoil L'tzadikim V'hu Yeshev Beinein V'gan Eden V'kol Echod V'Echod Mare Be'etzboi Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo. That's the Achdus of a circle. The Achdus of that circle is showing that when we're Ba'achdus. And that's the Nechama of Shabbos Nachum, realizing that Hashem is in the middle, He's the midpoint, we're all equally surrounded, and Be'ezer Hashem, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'aseis Mochoil, and eventually we're going to hear and be in his gala to the Geula. Now the Rabbi Shalom told him, Rav Loch al Toysef Dabarela, don't say it again. There's another pshat, interesting pshat. Rabbi Chanon, in Koivitz Shiurim, in Kedushin, Ois Kuflan Adais, he brings from Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin a medrash. And he explains the medrash based on this. The medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu are having a Shachla Vataria, the medrash quoting the psukim of an Eved Ivri, O Hafti Es Adoini Es Ishti Ves Boni, says the medrash. O Hafti Es Adoini, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es Ishti Zu HaToira, V'esbonai Elu Yisrael, Loi Eitzei Chofshi, I don't want to go out free. And Hashem answers back, don't say it again. Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin that when an Eved Ivri Nirtza goes and says those words, O Hafti Es Adoini Es Ishti Ves Boni, Loi Eitzei Chofshi, it's Atchi Yoimer V'yishna. He has to say it twice. If he said it a second time, and if Moshe Rabbeinu would have said it a second time, he would have become an Eved Nirtza. V'avodei L'Oilam. He would have went into Eretz Yisrael. One more tefillah. We said before, a different shot, that it would have become 516, but now this is a different shot. Al Toysef Davarei, like, because if he would have said it one more time, he would have taka went in and went into Eretz Yisrael. Now, Parshas Veschanan is Moiridic, full of so many concepts. Yira, Dveikus, Klal Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Emuna, Achdus, Aseres Hadibrois. There's a yam of things over here. One of the sugyas is Va'atem HaDveikim. Bashem Alekechem Chaim Kolchem Ayoim. Dveikus. Dveikus. There's a famous vort that the Gemara says about the ger that asked Hillel to teach him Kol HaTorah Kula Regalachas, and he told him, Madasoni Aloch L'chavruch L'Savad. There's a pshat al Pidrush. It means, Madasoni Aloch L'chavruch, what is not good, sunny, hated, detrimental to your chibur, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, simply don't do it. That's dveikus. Do things that will connect you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't do things that won't. Bo chavakuk v'hemid malachas v'tzadik b'emunas ha'yichya. Hold on to the emuna and the dveikus b'bayiris baruch. There's a famous moshel in the Medrash in Parshas Shlach. Talks about that someone was drowning and you threw him a chevel. And the Rav Chayvel of the Sfina says, that's the tzitzis the Medrash wants to say, hold on to the chevel. If you call Zman, you hold on to the chevel, you will still have a chance of being saved. We have also the parsha of Shema Yisrael. Now there's a pasuk besides Shema Yisrael, there's another pasuk, Baruch Shem, Kevoid Malchusay Lo'olam Void. But we say it quietly. The Gemara explains, Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala the Kates, and it was Nostalgic Men of Shechina. And he said, maybe someone has a psul, one of my children. And they said, no, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem Echad. Yaakov retorted back and said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei Lo'olam Void. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Yaakov did. We say it quietly. It's a hashlama and part of Shema Yisrael. It's part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. But it's separate and we say it quietly. The truth is, there's a profound idea that we do say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei Lo'olam Void many times, that we're not makpid to say it quietly. When a person makes a bracha levatola, after Tefillin Shel Rosh, which is a Suffolk bracha, and on a bekoyach we say it. Only when it's part and parcel of the tzura of kriyashma is where there's a kapeda not to say it aloud, except of course on Yom Kippur when we doim with the malachim. But there is a time when we say it loud every day be'etzim. Think about it. The words in Hebrew of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Avelam Vod is kemat the tirgum of Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Le'olam Ula Olmei Olmaya. We do say it in Kaddish with the full power when it's in Aramaic. Because there's another medrash that says that it was a kepeda of the malachim, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim to get the Torah, the malachim gave him this secretive Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusei Lo'olam Vod. And he didn't want to be mara that he had stolen it from them. The medrash gives a mushal of someone that stole something from the king and he gave it to his wife. He says, yeah, but you can't wear it outside. We stole it from the Bas Melech. But there's a symbol that when we do it quietly, and that's be'etzem the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now, in next week's parasha, in Parshas Ekev, we're going to have the second parasha, V'hoya, right? We have Shema and V'hoya, which is two out of the four parashas we have in Tefillin. We have Kaddish, V'hoya Kiviyacha, Shema and V'hoya Mishamoya. Those are the four parashas that are in Tefillin. Shitas Rashi, many Rishonim, is that the Seder Advarim is Taka Keseder Ksivosom, is the Keseder that they were nichtev in the Torah. Kaddish in Parshas Boy, then V'hoya Kiviyacha, then Shema and then V'hoya. Rabbeinu Tam says that no, Havayis be'emtza and the Kadesh with a shin and Shema with a shin are next to the shins. They're on the outside. The shins on the outside of a shalroish. There's a shin, one with three legs, one with four legs, seven altogether. Big and yonim. But Rabbeinu Tam, it's Havayis be'emtza. Yet even like Rabbeinu Tam, that Havayis be'emtza, they say they're ksiva. Is kesei the ksivos on b'toira. So when a sofer writes a sholyad, what he actually does is he writes kaddish, he writes v'hoyu kiviyacha, he leaves a place blank, then goes to the end and writes shma, and then goes back, and when he left it blank, fills in the v'hoyu. So the sefer ksivan, every ois has to be written kesidron kiyudua by tefillin, but that's the tzura sadvarim according to Rashi, and that's the tzura sadvarim according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, there is another machloikis Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam about tefillin. About whether the parshas should be put in moshchavos or zoikvos, standing or resting down. And it's interesting, like Abidat, we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Even when we wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, we don't do like Rabbeinu Tam in this. There's a specific thing that we only do like Rabbeinu Tam, specifically the Gabi, the Seder, a parshias. There's big in Yonim that there are makairis that be'etzem, this machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, has already shrushim from before, that even be'emes, not al sofik, be'mahus, there was taka mokam yesh b'roish l'haniach shtei tefillin, and originally there was taka two oifanim, two tzuras of tefillin, mokam yesh b'roish l'haniach shnei tefillin, and